a theme song for coming right.
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour.
Maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos, israelita, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida, tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said, learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Hey, Shalom Israel, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah. Happy power hour.
It is happy power hour.
That part right there.
There he woke up. We got a radio show for you. I'm Officer Izakar. We got
Officer Zora.
Officer Ruvain.
That's Soldier Eric. Feliz Abigo.
Oh,
epa.
And like he saved all his energy for the intro.
He did.
I'm trying to get like the officer, that's all.
Oh, my God.
All praises. We got, what the title at?
The title is Black Lab Rats.
Ooh,
Black of America.
Lab Rats. I was just saying, when you see them saying that they gave cornflakes to 200 mice, rats, and whatnot in the lab,
mm-hmm.
and they developed cancer because of BHT, mm-hmm. whatever, that stuff is going on in secret, but guess what? They using us.
No, we're the lab rats, literally.
Yeah, we lab rats. That's why.
Always have been.
That's why the Black and Hispanic has always been, and the Native American, mm-hmm. have been afraid of doctors.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we don't go.
That's right.
Or as George Lopez say, he goes, Hispanics don't go to the doctors because, oh, don't go. They're going to find something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because Black people say the same thing.
Yeah. Man, it's the same thing. Well, you know what? It's like, we're not saying the doctors are wrong or bad. You know, get yourself checked.
Yeah.
You know, go to the doctor. You know, but we're afraid because there's so history behind people doing experiments on us.
Mm-hmm.
We have the lower medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
We get the worst type of hospitals.
Healthcare.
Yep. Nobody's taking care of us.
The worst treatments.
Yeah. But we're the most sickest.
Right.
You know, it's crazy, officer. So I had to do recently, I had to do a 8-page research paper on this exact topic, right? And one of the things that they found out is that not only do they give Black people the lower quality drugs or the outdated treatments or whatnot. We just don't get the same level of health care. And that's regardless of our socioeconomic status. Like you could still be well off and they'll still give you, you know, the lowest of the low or the bottom of the barrel when it comes to health care and treatment.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Pushing something on our people.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have no laws in this, we have no structure in this, it's going to happen. We're going to fall in this. We're going to fall the result of the curses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do Deuteronomy 28, and let's get right quick. I want to bring something out to everybody, and let's do 61.
Yes,
or do 15 and then do 61.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to understand one thing, that the Most High's words are very impactful. They are true. And they have a guarantee stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen no matter what. So go ahead.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
So all these things are going to overtake thee. Give me page 61.
Verse 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed.
So at the end of the day, we're going to show you something. We're going to show all everything we go through here. At the end of the day, guess what? The Most High is going to use these other nations. He's going to use all these other tactfuls to what? To destroy you when you do not keep the commandments. So your safe bet is keep these laws.
Right.
Keep
right.
these laws. Because it says every. You don't say some.
Right.
A few. It said everything is going to happen to us when we don't keep the commandments of God.
And the ones that's not written in the book.
Ooh.
So that's a whole prophecy within a prophecy right there.
Yeah.
He tell you it's going to be stuff you're going to be afflicted with. We don't even have names for it yet.
So you got to understand that everything that we've seen right here, this is brought on to us because we did not obey our God.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. This didn't happen. What is that scripture about these things only happened to Jacob? I can't remember.
Oh, that's
the one that
we can get Amos 3.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
Daniel
9? Let me for right now.
Okay.
That's under the whole heaven.
Let's start a video.
Get Amos 3. Get Amos 3. And then
it's saying that Jacob hasn't gone, only Jacob has gone through this, in other words. Maybe I'm paraphrasing it back, but go ahead.
He's talking about Daniel 9.
Daniel 9.
That's
12.
Yeah,
11,
yeah.
9, 11.
Let's get that. Because you got to understand that we things that we go through and that we're going to see it. They ain't taking the Chinese man, trying to change him, trying to destroy him, put him in a different light and destroy their history,
mm-hmm.
their present, and their future.
This is what you want, officer.
Go ahead.
This is a book of Daniel, chapter 9 and verse 11.
Yeah.
Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem.
That's it. So nothing, all these things have not been done to any other nation but to us. Why? Because we have a God that is calling us, and he's going to put affliction, especially in these last days.
Bring it out.
Right. And more importantly, we're going to look in our history book, we're going to look at things, and everything's going to look like a broken record. Like, we stuck on this needle, and we're going through the same stuff that we've been in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s.
The 1700s.
1800s, 1800s.
Yeah. Same thing we went through here.
And then we start looking at the scriptures, and hold up, we are the people of the Bible.
That's right.
We're going to see it. You know what I mean? So let's,
go ahead. To kind of set the tone, we're getting into human experiments and black people for centuries being used as "quote unquote lab rats," for a better term.
Right?
Can we get Ezekiel 28 verse 3, and then I want to read a quote from this neurologist.
This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28 and verse 3. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel.
He's talking about Esau. He said Esau is wiser than the prophet Daniel.
Who's Esau? Who's Esau?
Esau is your friendly neighborhood white man.
Just real quick. If it's your first time understanding or getting on this radio show or hearing anything, the so-called white man has a biblical name.
That
name
part.
Is Esau.
Esau.
Bring it out.
Come on.
Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can't hide from thee.
Listen, that part right there is so heavy, especially going into what we're about to go into today. There is no secret that we can hide from them, right? They know our inner thoughts. They know how to think. Even Facebook is an algorithm that that
learn shit.
Yeah, it's an AI learning machine mm-hmm. that knows how you think before you even make a move. Right. Now let's get back to the topic at hand.
Hey, real quick, because mm-hmm. I remember what Cat Williams said. I heard him say something. He said the one that tells a lie, he always knows the lie. And guess what? He ain't looking at the lie. He looking at the truth because he knows. Guess what? What the truth is.
Right.
You have to tell a lie, and when you do, just to have everybody else looking at the lie.
Yeah.
But you're looking at the truth at all.
Right. So you have to know the truth in order for you to pull off the lie.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And keep up with that lie.
And keep up with it.
Maintain it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So way back in the day, this neurosurgeon named Harry Bailey, right, he got this famous quote. It says, "It was cheaper to use niggers than cats. Because they were everywhere and cheap experimental animals."
Damn.
Your friendly neighborhood white man. That's a neurosurgeon. What did neurosurgeons do? They work on your brain. So what was he doing? He was inside of our brains, pulling out the brain tissue, the brain, the spinal fluid and all of that. Right. Why? Because he's wiser than Daniel. And there's no secret that we can hide from these, especially
boy,
if reading our thoughts.
That's heavy, man.
So, let's get into some of this
cheaper
stuff. There it is right there. Cheaper than cats.
What was it? What was their name?
His name was Harry Bailey.
Harry Bailey.
That's Esau right there?
Yes.
The woman's name, but okay.
Yes.
Damn.
Crazy.
In New Orleans.
So
they did all this in hospitals too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We gonna get into it today. Like, listen, this man Esau, your friendly neighborhood white man, is the damn devil the Bible speaks of.
They included implanting electrodes in cats and human brains. So I'm pretty sure they was cross examining animals and humans.
Who knows? He was saying that he can get hold of human black folks. Easier than it is to get a cat. You know, you got to chase a cat.
Right.
All you got to do is offer a nigger, as he called it, a piece of candy or something like that. Give me to the office.
What year was that?
Go ahead.
What year was that?
I don't remember what year that was. It was a while. Oh, I'm
1993.
I was trying to see how expendable niggers were back in that
time. And it reminds me, too. You remember how somebody had posted an experiment recently on our Telegram, right? Where you know how they do experiments on different people, to different backgrounds, different cultures, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the testing thing?
Yes, testing thing, right? So they wanted to, you have to have a certain background, a certain thing, right? If you think
criteria.
About it, criteria, and then they might feed you, whatever the case may be. Think about those experiments. You might think you're going in for something, but you could be going in for something completely different.
Right. Watch this. Right.
And it's easy just to reel them in for $300 or $400.
Right. We give you some money. Then when you black, they say, oh, we're going to give the black people this one.
Those DNA, was it 23andMe? What's it called?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
The ABC 23andMe and the...
Get your
blood type. It's called what?
Ancestry.
Ancestry.com. Listen. They have more of our DNA on record than any other phenotype on the planet.
I believe that.
They're trying to study how we tick. Can we get Genesis 25 real quick?
Yes, sir.
This is the thing. They got a long history and a perpetual hatred.
Oof.
Because they remember what their ancestors said way back in the day. So let's get that.
What you want 25?
I want you to get right to the point.
You're right. That spirit go back to Genesis. Man.
Absolutely.
And guess what? It's stronger today than it was back then.
That's right. Get a start at verse 23.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 25 and verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb.
First of all, you got two nations, right? Let's break this down. Japan and Russia are two different people, right?
Correct.
But it's telling you that they got two nations coming out of the same womb to let you know these folks are not going to think alike, they're not going to act alike, and they ain't going to look alike. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb,
uh-huh.
and two manner of people.
Two different type of people, meaning they whole mindset and they spirit is different from each other. Come on.
Shall be separated
uh-huh.
from thy bowels.
Right. So one is going to be one and one is going to be other. Remember, our job is to be unified, And there is glory in the unity of brethren, right?
That's right.
Having one mind, one spirit. These two children right here, they don't have that at all. Read.
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
There we go. The one people shall be stronger than the other. And that right there is one of the things that they still trying to figure out today.
You're right.
Come on, read.
And the elder shall serve the younger.
Uh-huh.
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
Come on.
And the first came out red.
Now, this is a historical account of the first red man on the planet.
Bring it out.
Now it's widely known that so-called Native Americans are called the red people, but we finna find out who the real red man is right now. Read.
And the first came out red,
mm-hmm.
all over like an hairy garment.
And what was his name?
And they called his name Esau.
Esau is your friendly neighborhood red man.
Bring it out.
That's who that is. So that's where the whole mindset of them always in our brains, running social experiments, running painful experiments on us. That's where this hatred comes from, because they did not receive the birthright,
because
they gave it up.
Sold it for some meat.
And that was prophecy.
And it was prophecy.
Get out. Get right quick. Give me Psalm 64.
Oh yeah.
And 5.
Mm-hmm.
The things that they, everything that they spend money on, whether it be NASA, whether it be the medical field,
mm-hmm.
military, everything they doing it to keep us blind to the truth, to destroy us physically, mentally, and spiritually. What is this?
Hey, they made a whole movie and said, "Don't look up."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
John says, where he said, the thief didn't come but to kill,
steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm.
The minute you know who the enemy is, who your enemy, biblical enemy is,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be understanding what he's doing, right?
It clicks, right?
Yeah. Go ahead, read that.
It's the book of Psalms, chapter 64 and verse 5. They encourage themselves in an evil manner.
This is the wicked. It's talking about Esau, right, Reed?
They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search.
Mm.
So they search out iniquity, and they lay these traps for us to fall into.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know no better.
Mm-hmm. Privately.
Why? Because we are wait. I like that. I like you brought that out.
Mm-hmm.
It is, they are in their offices and their private areas where they do, let's do this, let's do that. What do they call it when they do that think tank?
Think tank.
The think tank.
Yeah, focus groups.
The focus group. They say,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, it's, this is getting out of hand. The BHL,
mm-hmm.
the Black Hebrew Israelites are getting
mm-hmm.
out of hand.
Yep.
That's what they call. Yep. That's what they call us, right?
Hey, officer.
What?
This think tank that's on the screen right now.
Yeah.
Where's Waldo? Where's the black person in the room?
Oh, right. Called the United Nations, right. In case you didn't know what think tank that was.
Yeah. So they come out, they know what they're talking about. They understand what their purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
They think their houses are going to live forever, right?
Right.
Right, Reed?
They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them, and the heart is deep.
Their mind is deep on this.
Every one of them.
Every single one. Not all of them.
One of them.
Some good or good white people.
Every one of them.
Every one of them. Because if you think in your mind, so there's some good white people out there. Some good ones.
Oh, there's good white folk.
Oh, man. Look what they gave me. Look what they gave me. No, man.
Nothing.
That gift destroys the heart
of the
wise.
Bring it out.
So that means like every trailer trash you see, they thinking probably 5 or 10 steps ahead of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
5 years.
That's
the bottom of the caucus.
And they thinking ahead of you already.
The bottom of the,
And that's them redneck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The bottom of the caucus.
Golly. Yeah, the bottom of the caucus, bro.
When you
guys wake up, and you realize this Bible, you start reading it, and this guy's prophecy, future, present, and past prophecy being fulfilled and talking about us, then you're going to realize who we are,
right.
And then you're going to realize who the other nations are.
Right.
How could you want to do anything else but this?
Yeah.
No, right.
let's watch some videos. Right?
Yeah.
Let's get the TD experience. And for 2 minutes, we'll get to the points of it. This is something that happened. This is something new. This is something that came out. So everything's going to be revealed at the end, right? Go ahead. Fast forward a little bit. Get rid of that.
And the sound.
The sound and then, get rid of the intro a little bit. I forgot to.
Let's see Emmett Till right on the front.
In July of 1972, the Washington Star newspaper broke the story about the controversial Tuskegee Institute syphilis experiment. For 40 years, from 1932 until 1972, the U.S. Public Health Service, in partnership with Tuskegee, secretly studied the effects of untreated syphilis in African-American men in Alabama.
40 years. 40 years.
40. That's okay. Four decades.
So they were putting syphilis into our men. Mm-hmm. And we're women, right?
Yeah, well, men. So what they did was they had 600 men over this time period. 399 of them had syphilis, meaning they either had it or they were given syphilis. And they had 201 that was in a control group that didn't have it, but they were still in this study.
Yep.
And on top of that, those effects that they passed, that they put on them then still affect that area now today, because, you know, you have those older generations that had it, that it, the syphilis probably turned into something else along the years, mm-hmm. and they passed it down to their children.
And they've been studying it all this time.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
That was before I was born.
Crazy.
And it wasn't just Tuskegee. It was also Alabama A&M as well.
I knew it was another
one. Think these free medical things are just for your benefit. They want to know they know what you did with your grandparents. They know what you did to your family. They want you back into the office and see what's up.
A lot of the research that I came across during this paper was whenever you have a medical school, they got bodies.
Mm-hmm. Cadavers.
They got cadavers. They got bodies under the school. Mm-hmm. They were using black people during that time as human test subjects for all type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind.
So they got good at everything. And also, officer, you ever heard of tenstaffel? It's something I learned in school. I remember I learned it. It's this word here, tenstaffel. It means there is no such thing as a free lunch.
Damn.
So and I learned that from Esau a long time ago. So what you were saying, nothing's free.
Everything costs something. Yeah. Because that's the gift that strikes the eyes of the wise. They want you to do something. Yeah. And something's going to be, at the end of the day, they're going to ask for a favor later on.
Damn.
And guess what? I mean, you might, because, you know, that spirit on people, when it give you something, you'd be like, here you go. They go, you don't have to say that I'm going to ask for a favor later
but
on. Later
on,
you come by, you'd be like, hey, you've been good to me. I'm going to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that sometimes that happens to us. We get that. The government was good for me. I'm going to do something for him. Yeah, I'll go vote. I'll go do this.
Go donate your plasma.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Help somebody else out.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, bitch, play.
For a piece of change.
600 black men, 399 with syphilis, and 201 without the disease, were induced to participate in the experiment. Nearly all of them were poorly educated, impoverished sharecroppers. In exchange for participating, they were promised free medical exams, hot meals, and a burial stipend. The men with syphilis were not told they were infected and were not treated, even after penicillin was discovered to be an effective cure for the disease in the 1940s. Over the course of the experiment, 128 participants died of syphilis or syphilis-related complications. In 1972, when the paper exposed the details, the experiment was still ongoing. It incited public outrage over the unethical treatment of the participants.
Hold on real quick. So one thing that I didn't hear him say was that when some of these brothers found out what was going on, they were going to try to get treatment outside of that Tuskegee because they weren't giving them no treatment.
No.
When those physicians found out that they were going to seek treatment somewhere else, they blackballed those men from getting treatment anywhere. Damn. They made them live all of their days with that syphilis.
Damn.
I believe it, Tom.
You understand?
I do. I understand. I believe it, too.
It's like you've been abducted, right? And you find a way to get free. So now you're running from house to house trying to get somebody to help you, not realizing that the next door neighbor
they
is also part of the
they
conspiracy.
In yeah.
They in on it.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Head to the experiment's termination that November. The following year, the NAACP filed suit on behalf of the survivors. The federal government settled the lawsuit for $10 million. It also agreed to provide survivors and their infected family members with free medical services.
Wait. Their infected family members.
It's not free.
Your wife, your son, your daughter got to go through life with syphilis into the next generation.
Right. Damn.
Proving my point with it being passed down.
Exactly. Crazy. Can we get a...
Hey, remind me, just
go ahead.
Go back to that scripture in verse 6. It says, they search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search,
mm-hmm.
both the inward thought of every one of them, and the heart is deep. Mm-hmm. Like he was saying, then each neighbor, everybody in the city, each white person knew about it, dealing with the different facilities when they tried to get their help.
Mm-hmm.
Every thought of one of them is deep. It might be for money, whatever.
Right.
You never know what kind of what their end goal is with that. You
right.
never know. So it just makes you think, man,
that's
how
it.
Far they can go.
And also in verse 5, also, officer, it's saying they lay snares privily, which means they do all this stuff
secret
in
traps.
Secret. They don't, they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they didn't know. They didn't know exactly what that was about,
mm-hmm.
that experiment was about.
And right here in verse 5, like you said, they encouraged themselves in an evil manner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraging Billy, my friend over here, to keep do this. Make sure you do that. Don't help them out.
Don't
right,
help
right.
them.
That's
no,
what they need
the data.
Leave those niggers.
The data is more important.
And that goes back to what he was saying. Your friendly neighborhood white man. That's a good white man right there. No,
mm-hmm.
no, no.
Every one of them.
Hell no.
Hell no.
they think this is the problem. People think that times have changed. MLK did something for us. And no, it's the same thing. The only thing is that the gifts got bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's
far.
It.
Mm-hmm.
The gifts got bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what?
Yeah.
That spirit
yeah.
has been broken.
Straight up.
It's you know, so mm-hmm. you got to understand. So what else we got? You had some videos for
that? Yeah, pull up that BBL. Let's get straight to it.
The TikTok one.
Yeah, the TikTok one. Because, look, we're prophets. Our job is to warn
That's
our
right.
people.
Yep. Watchmen.
That may be, watchmen that may be watching this or listening somewhere. Sisters, this for y'all right here. Let's go.
BBL gone wrong.
She went to DR, and of course, listen, your friends, they don't listen to you. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I'm a friend. I respect you. Do what you do. But just be careful. Go to a good doctor. She failed to do that. She went to a doctor that she seen a girl post about this doctor on, of course, IG. One thing about IG that you have to know is these girls get paid to promote these doctors. Whatever amount you pay towards that doctor is being cash apped to the same girl that's like, oh, yeah, say my name. Say I sent you. Yeah, they're getting a cut. She goes to DR, right? She gets the surgery done. She had lipo and she had a tummy tuck. And then she has a physical, right? But since then, she was complaining. She was complaining of just body aches, headaches, you know, just feeling really heavy all the time. So she went to the doctor. And the doctor tells her, hey, we just got your blood results. Why is your kidney count low? So then the doctor says, have you had any surgeries? Have you had any surgeries in the last year? Yes. I've had tummy tuck, I've had BBL, all of these things. So she has a CAT scan done. And during a CAT scan, it shows up. It shows up she only has one kidney. So down in DR, this botched organ-selling doctor took one of her kidneys. She thought she was getting the steal of her life. She was like, $3,500 for all that? Yes, sign me up. Little did she know that the doctor was actually selling her kidney. I don't know how much kidneys go on the black market, but I know it's way more than $3,500. Now she's trying to contact this doctor. Now she's trying to find out, okay, where is this doctor? This doctor disappeared, guys, disappeared. The girl that was on freaking IG, come to find out, that girl was not even real. That girl was not even a real person. That girl was a bot.
Hey, you know what's, crazy? You know what's crazy? This is a heavy spirit just in general of our women going over there, getting the BBLs,
yeah,
the tummy tucks and all those things. They would do. They came up to you straight front. Hey, would you get one of your kidneys for a BBL in there? They'll say
probably
yes.
Do it. Yes.
You,
they will.
You feel me?
Yes.
But you know what I mean. I know we're on a different side, but I'm just saying, you know, they get the levels that we go as a broken spirit to want to get a certain body. This because at the end of the day, what you gonna get? You gonna get some dirty D, and you gonna get some kind of disease, or you gonna, it's all mess all over all the way around.
Officer, you know what's crazy? Because I'm glad you pulled that out. Our women, watch this. Our women are getting BBLs because white women wanted to look like black women. And now black women are trying to look like white women, but were already looking like a black woman.
Right. Yep.
Blonde hair.
Listen. The Most High is the first author of beauty.
That's right.
He made the black woman how she was supposed to be. In her physical perfection, right? Now, if you ain't out working out and keeping your physique tight, that's on you. But the way that you was made, he already made you perfect, which is why they want to be like you. Now, getting back to the subject at hand, can we get 1 Maccabees 11, verse 21? Because our sisters from America are going down to the DR to get these BBLs on the cheap, right? And they coming back with their organs missing. Now, a lot of the folks that are doing these surgeries down there, they're our own people selling them kidneys, no doubt, back to America.
Mm-hmm.
Read that.
This is the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 11 and verse 21. Then came ungodly persons who hated their own.
Wait a minute. Is that the KJV? Verse 21?
So I ain't got my pocket.
Okay.
1 Maccabees, chapter 11, verse 21.
Yeah. He on in the NIV. Oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
Hell no.
Fix it, Jesus. Come on.
Then certain ungodly persons who hated their own people.
Who did what?
Who hated their own people.
Listen, first of all, for a doctor to remove your kidney unawares and he your own people. All
right.
He hate his own people. Yep. He hate himself.
And you know what's crazy is he probably got paid for that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
What's a scar, though? She didn't notice a scar on her where they took this kidney? I mean,
she was too concerned about them scars from that BBL and that liposuction.
That makes sense.
Hey, let me finish reading.
Yes, sir.
And it says, went unto the king and told him that Jonathan besieged the tower.
Right.
So that doctor probably went to his boss, which is an Edomite, and saying, here you go, I got this, right? You're meeting the quota.
Yes.
So it's the same exact thing.
Yes. They've made a covenant with hell and death. Yes. They made a covenant with Esau to make some money, and they don't give a damn about their own. Because a lot of these folks, first off, they sisters going down.
How the hell Dominicans, especially DR, know anything about a black market, if you really think about
right.
Right. Come on now. Like,
I mean, what is black down there?
I mean, they black.
I'm just saying, like the technology
right.
to be able to access the black market and all that, knowing who to talk to dealing with that, they have learned it from someone.
Esau, matter of fact, Esau goes down to Colombia, these different South and Central American countries, and set up shop down there away from American litigation and laws and stuff.
Because they can do doctor things different in
another
country than they can here.
Yeah. You know that from DR.
¿Qué pasó?
Dummy.
That's like that. That's on the next video. That is the video about the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Which one, the eggs?
Yeah, pull the eggs up. Pull the eggs up real quick.
Put it.
While we on the topic.
Wibbles.
Nah, the eggs.
It's a video.
It's a
I
video.
I sent it to...
He sent it to you.
Scramble.
Hold on.
Yeah, you might have it in your...
Yeah, it's in your Telegram,
Your
sir.
Telegram.
So...
Go ahead, off.
No, I'm just saying that we sitting back here, that guess what? We're going to steep so low to hate our people for some change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they know the weakness of our people. They understand. I have another video too where they go in there and to Mexico and they're lying to these young kids. Hey, your kidney's gonna grow back.
Right.
Wow.
If you give your kidney up, it's gonna grow back. So guess what? Oh, it's gonna grow back. We're
gonna give you some money and it'll grow back and you'll get a new one.
Yeah, it's gonna regenerate.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah, that homie gonna be like, yeah, when it grows back, I'll give you a call.
Like a lizard.
Wow.
You know, dealing with that is kind of correlating with what we had just watched, right? Like I said before, like these kids need, they need to ask their adult parents, right? Mm-hmm. Certain things, like ask for counsel, like the people of the neighborhood, especially you trust somebody, right? That's why we need to come back to the scriptures and ask counsel for certain things, especially like with doctors, right? Say if you trying out a new doctor, right? Look at the reviews, like look at to see if you know somebody that knows that doctor, right? Just look up that person's history to see if you they do right.
And they need years of reviews, because
right.
You can pay a bot. Hell, you can use ChatGPT. Put up a fake pic and do a whole litany of fake reviews on a page.
Hey, right. They have what's called streaming farms where they set up phones and they're automated, hundreds of phones that are automated to do reviews that are let videos play so that way viewership goes up and reviews can go up as well.
So meaning it's to the now, you got to just ask somebody that you know that
you
really
know.
Trust
right.
About
right.
A doctor or somebody
right.
That you
exactly.
Need to see.
Exactly.
Word of mouth ain't even good no more.
Damn. All right, let's get it.
Stem cell technology that Peter and I are investing in is called SCNT, which takes the eggs of a young, perfect woman specimen.
Stop, wait. Listen to
perfect.
What he said.
That's what you got
to
listen to
the
words.
The young, perfect
woman
specimen.
Yes.
Look who he's talking to.
Yes, sir.
The sister with the unbelievable hair hat. Come on.
And takes out the nucleus and puts our DNA in the nucleus.
Hold on, stop. Wait. He said we're taking the specimens from the perfect specimen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting their nucleus in. Ain't that get out? Ain't that what they was doing?
I was about to say
bro.
That. That's a get out.
Wait,
stuff.
They was using black
that's
bodies as their
stuff.
Avatars and putting their consciousness in a black mind.
Yes, putting them in a sunken place.
That's
in the sunken
get,
place.
Bro, that's some get out stuff.
Hell
bro.
No.
Tip to the words of this, man. This is heavy.
Yeah, yeah. For real. Right. Keep going.
Go ahead and take it off.
Painful, right?
Huh?
Is it painful?
Yeah. And this is part of this genetic greatness that we don't see in any other race on the planet.
Stop
it. I got to get a scripture.
Before you get that, she asked, is it painful? He hit the Heisman on her and was like, you know, this is part of that genetic greatness. You know, we need it for science sake. You see that?
Yeah, he did.
Right.
He hit the high. He diverted real quick. It was like, hold on, but it's for science.
He took her out to a nice dinner and stuff that she ain't
right.
Ever been to
right.
Before, right?
He probably bought that weave in her head.
Bro, you see how she dolled up and all that, too? Like,
yeah.
Think about it. How did she get from there to
where
she
right.
Was?
Right.
Like, it don't make no sense, man.
In a room with them men
right.
That are...
Oh, it's a whole bunch of them.
She probably trying to get a come up.
It's a whole bunch of them.
Thought she was about to get a come up.
Getting fluid out.
Harry, he drives a Ferrari.
Can we
oh.
Go back like 10 seconds, please?
Harry drives a Ferrari.
And one thing we got to understand, too, is Esau can never change our seed.
No.
He can never change it, but he could take our cells.
Uh-huh.
He could take everything.
Our
organs.
Our organs. Yes. Everything.
But our seed, our gifted and promised seed, he can do it.
No,
he
sir.
He can't change it.
No, sir.
He said,
hey, they might as well just try to start just killing us, bro. It don't make no sense,
it
bro. They can't kill
no
us.
Sense.
You can't kill
we
us,
can't.
Bro. We ain't dying off.
We don't
die.
We
not dying, bro.
Stop the cat right bro, now.
They trying so much yep. Stuff probably, man. They might as well just go out.
The dude said
it don't make no sense.
He's taking the specimen of the perfect specimen.
Taking the nucleus.
And putting their nucleus. In the perfect specimen.
The hate of the anus.
Listen, he know that they're flawed.
Yeah.
He know that our genes are stronger than the other.
Yep, go ahead.
Of a young, perfect woman specimen takes the egg and takes out the nucleus and puts our DNA in the nucleus. They just go ahead and take it off. And this is part of this genetic greatness that we don't see. In any other race on the planet, these curvy, sexy black women from Africa. Negroes have a kind of a monopoly on this genetic perfection, and we want some of that. So, girls, for $100, we will pay you for your egg.
$100?
Oh, my God.
$100?
Wow,
come on, man.
Look at her face. Look at her face.
Bro, did you see his teeth, his veneers?
No,
like, come on,
real,
man. Like, come on, $100 just for one egg? Come
right.
on, man.
Yo.
Just think about how much
Yo,
money they making off
a surrogate
oh.
go for 50K.
Yeah.
Bro, they tripping, man.
That
bro,
is crazy.
Yeah, he said
that. The insult.
Look at her facial expression, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh,
the
like
greatness,
her.
The perfect body, the
she's
curving
like,
in the section.
She's like,
uh-uh,
man,
I need at least I need at least two.
Oh, they're going to ask for some more.
I need,
bro,
to get, I need to get some Remy.
Some
I need some more Remy.
That's what you do. You go in there lowball. You
oh,
know
that's a hustler.
That's a lowball.
I'll give you $2.
He tried, but look how he tried to, look, we need some, y'all got that perfect. African women from Africa.
No
y'all
other race.
No other races like y'all. Yes. We'll give you $100 for your.
We want some of that.
We want some
of that.
We want some of that.
We want some of that. Man, did you hear how he said it? No.
Yeah.
It's that,
man. That's their bro.
Yes, sir. That's,
Yo.
That's all I see is the devil in that.
Is that
right
we done with that video?
No, I still
no,
want still
go
my,
ahead. Go ahead.
$100 to $500.
Wow.
Come
on,
bro, man.
That's quick.
Hey, y'all
got to
get Joel. Y'all got to.
Bro, like, come
they
on,
bid, bro. They were bidding on us.
Yeah, casting yeah. lots.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro.
Play it, please.
Whoever our daddy's going to outbid
me.
$60,000 of eggs. Yeah.
If you
have an abortion, that's very valuable.
Wait, I thought that was heavy. Because of all the abortions that black women have had, you know, since 1970.
That
that's
is
what I thought
free
was
genetic.
Did he just say
material.
You get $60,000 for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, he
that's
said,
just,
so
he said,
y'all have an abortion that's very valuable.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
when they go in, our sisters go in and get these abortions,
they
he saw make $60,000.
Material.
That's what I got.
Bro, how many babies were aborted? 19
million. 20 million.
20,
okay, 20
million.
Million.
Okay, I'm going to do 1 million, right? I'm going to do 1 million times 60,000, right?
600 million.
You can't even.
That's
over a million.
What is that?
That's over. That's you got to turn it to the side. No, no, no. Look, turn it like that.
Okay.
What's that?
Over
6 million.
Billion.
What's that?
Wait.
Turn it to the side.
Damn, iPhone.
Let me see.
Wait, rotate.
Get your Android,
hold on, bro.
Get your Android, bro.
Hold on.
Nah,
hold on.
Get your Samsung.
60,000.
Get your note.
60,000 times 1 million.
I don't like that.
Get you a nice little note. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look. No. That is $60
billion.
$60 billion.
That's that 1 million.
For one,
that's 1 million.
Million.
Not 20.
Bro, come
that's
on,
1 million,
man.
Not 20. See, that's what I got out of this video. I thought that was the heavy thing about the abortions. That's what. Anyway.
That's why the abortions are free, then. That's why the abortions are free.
Exactly. That's over. Wait.
Planned Parenthood. All that.
Wait.
Crafty Council.
That's over $1 trillion
mm-hmm.
that they've made.
Mm-hmm.
In the deaths.
In just abortions.
In just abortions.
That's just that.
And you would be a dumb ass to think that the United States is in any type of ill debt.
Mm-hmm. Bruh, who
right.
are they in debt to?
Right.
Rice. Right. Oh,
China,
my
come
God.
On,
man.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Finish that.
And at the same time, in your period blood, it's so rich with stem cells. We regard it as waste, and it actually should be. It should be captured, it's recycled, and it should go to waste.
Whoa.
It's life for somebody else.
Stop. Did you hear what he said?
He said, your period blood, your placenta, your umbilical cord, it should never go to waste.
Never.
It's life for someone
yeah.
else.
So you know what they're doing? They're using all of them.
Yeah, they are.
So
nothing is going to waste.
So all them hospitals, right, where we have all our kids at, right, where they take the placenta,
mm-hmm.
the umbilical cord, and then they make money off of that, and then we still got to pay them a bill for delivering
yes,
the baby.
Wait. And when you go to the hospital, they really quick to do what? Cut that umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
When we
yeah.
we found out that when you leave that placenta
you
and that umbilical cord, leave it
on,
cord,
so
leave
all,
it
the
on
get the
all of them nutrients go to the baby. It make the baby stronger and smarter.
Yeah.
They don't want that. Cut that nigga off.
Damn.
Now, come on,
damn.
Man.
Yeah, this video was heavy, man.
Go ahead.
Ooh-wee.
Cell technology that Peter and I invested in. It's called
that, that was it.
Hey, but think about it, though. Who is going to be getting the stem cells and all that, dealing with all that?
The Red Man.
They are some nasty, gruesome, horrendous, deep-minded people.
Yes,
the diligent church.
And the mind of every one of them is deep.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even think about no plus.
No.
We wouldn't even think about nothing like that.
Nothing goes.
They have
waste.
A whole market for just that. And it's just that.
But that's their hatred and their jealousy for us, bro. Because you know our bodies are superior than theirs. Like, come on now. They see it and they want it so bad.
Did you hear the way that man was talking about our bodies?
Bruh.
I mean, he was telling
you, man.
No,
he was doing was he was selling.
Right.
The other dude, he's the real guy. He's sitting back. He's trying to see how he gonna
the one that ain't talking.
The one that ain't talking.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one you really gotta watch out for.
He the one with all the money.
You mentioned something about they really got a hatred for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that Ezekiel 35:5.
We ain't making this up.
No.
Nah, it's biblical.
35:5.
Hey, bro, that's why the scripture says, Zephaniah 2:1, to stay together, bro. We got to get far, far away
far
from
away.
Them, bro. Far
Damn.
Away, bro, for real.
Think about how long they've been doing this to us.
Bro, come on, man.
Yeah, doing it forever, man. We don't even realize it.
You got to understand, when they see stuff like Black Wall Street, Rosewood, all those things, they eat. They're not thinking about right now. They're thinking
mm-hmm.
about 100, 200
mm-hmm.
years down
in
the line.
Yes.
Yes.
What's going to happen? How are they going to influence the other
right.
communities?
Right.
And what's going to happen? That's why they have to destroy it. There's no way they were to do it, to bomb it and get rid of it.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Just think about all the kids missing and all that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the adults, black people missing. Because
mm-hmm.
it is. I'm pretty sure they're making so much money off
no
it.
No doubt.
Come on. Hey, 1 hour. I'm sorry,
bro.
You had the scripture and all that. My bad. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Hey, American need 1 hour,
yeah.
bro. 1 hour, bro.
Oh,
bro, 1 hour. This place is going to get bombed. Bro.
Go ahead.
To the book of Ezekiel, chapter 35 and verse 5. Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred.
What does the word perpetual mean? Somebody.
Forever.
Forever. Continuous.
Forever.
Going on.
Exactly. From the beginning. Come on.
Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword
uh-huh.
in the time of their calamity,
uh-huh.
in the time that their iniquity had an end.
Watch this. This is also one of those privily traps that they set
mm-hmm.
is telling you that, yeah, you can come in and have this abortion, but what they're not telling you is that they take the remains of the baby,
mm-hmm.
they put it in the biodegradable sacks or whatever they call it, and they're using it for test subjects.
Right, like where are they taking them specimens?
Yeah, where are all them babies going?
They underneath, they underground, under the hospital.
Crazy.
They got a hospital under the hospital, like that church inside the church I missed last night.
Oh my God. I got something else. If
hey,
you
got a scripture?
Whatever, go ahead.
Daniel 1. Because, see, that perpetual hatred, right, and this using us as human test subjects, it goes back even in the time of Daniel. Let's get Daniel 1 and 5.
This is the book of Daniel, chapter 1 and verse 5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat
uh-huh.
and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king.
Okay. Now, go down to verse 8.
Verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat,
mm-hmm.
nor with the wine which he drank.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
Where is the one where... Okay, verse 12.
Verse 12.
Come on.
Prove thy servants,
mm-hmm.
and I beseech thee, 10 days... And let them give us pulse to eat
uh-huh.
and water to drink.
Verse 13, come on.
Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And so thou seest, deal with thy servants.
And verse 15, watch this.
15, and at the end of the 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did not eat the portion of the king's meat.
That was an experiment right there. Because Daniel was like, look, we're going to eat the food that we got for us, the pulse, right? We're not going to indulge in the king's meat. You don't think they wasn't paying attention? Why are they fairer? Why are they fairer than all the other folks that was eating our stuff? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This thing go all the way back. What else we got?
I got a scripture.
Put up the video of the Mexico one. The one. Give me the other one. The one about, yeah, that one right there. The kidneys.
Oh, my God.
The poor people kidneys.
For you guys. Max, how big is your team?
Between 10, 15, up to 20 people. Right here, Mexicali, U.S., Mexicali, and Mexicali.
And they include doctors? This is part of your team?
Well, this one doctor right here is the one who takes the blood out and take it to the laboratory so they give you the results and he's a compatible person.
Why do you go after the poor people to get their kidneys?
It's not the poor people, because there's a plenty of people from the South that came looking for the American dream, and they're stuck in here. They don't have jobs, they don't have nothing right here. So I'll talk to them and offer a solution. Because a lot of people know that you can live with only one kidney. He's going to get out something on his body, but he will get well. I'm not a demon, I'm just doing my job and helping people get some money for that.
The organ trafficker tells me that he pays off corrupt medical staff to get lists of kidney patients in U.S. hospitals. If they're interested in his service, they have to send him a blood sample. So your U.S. clients, going back to the U.S., because that's what I'm really curious about. So you have Arizona,
yeah.
California.
Arizona. Hold on, stop.
Nevada.
Stop. Human trafficking.
Yep.
You get caught up. That's why we be telling our sisters they got to be careful when they out and about and be vigilant and be watching, because you never know when you get snatched up and then your whole kidney gone. Come on.
Hey, pause it. He said the whole kidney gone. Nah, dog.
Bring it out.
More is going to be taken from him. The whole body is going to be taken from him.
The body snatched.
Why leave the rest?
Right. Nothing
it's
goes to waste.
Right.
Did you see the little thing that came up at
the time?
It said, I plan to sell my children's kidneys.
Yeah, it's another video. Go ahead and play, O'Daniel.
Oklahoma. Once the doctor and his gang has tested the sample, he scours the streets of Mexicali for homeless migrants whose blood is compatible with the American client. He lets us follow him as he preys on the most vulnerable.
Crazy. Now, he said he don't deal with poor people, but he's only going after poor people. Did anybody else catch that? I mean, am I tripping here?
He was lying, bro.
Okay,
Mira, tengo una, probablemente pueda ser su solución a su problema de dinero. Porque, ¿sabes que puedes tú vivir sin un riñón?
Hey, pause it real quick.
Hey,
you pause it. You pause it. Hey, he's talking. Clown have mercy.
Hey, I got Obadiah back in.
Oh, okay.
This made me think about Deadpool. You know how, like, that he got cancer, and they came to him, like, at his vulnerable moment,
mm-hmm.
and made him think about it. Like, he had to really think, like, okay, I really want to get cured so I can be with this girl, do this, that, and the third. They trying to do the same thing to get into a better situation, but they end up worse at the end.
Yeah, crazy.
And that lets you know, too, like, when we are in a desperate mode where we need money or we're going through different trials and things like that, we're desperate and we want to take any kind of sacrifice just to get a leg up, right?
And Esau knows that.
We'll do anything.
Right.
Yes.
So that's where that fasting and the scriptures come in.
Right.
You got to have that.
Yeah, and you got to understand that we see our people there, but the behind scene, is Esau.
Right.
Absolutely.
Esau's going behind scenes.
You heard him say?
Yeah.
They had to give a blood test for the American client.
Yeah. Right.
White folks, because you can have all the money in the world, but you can't buy good health.
No, you can't. You can't buy all these things. You can't find it. You
can't buy that.
These kidneys that are on the wait list for donors,
mm-hmm.
guess what? They're waiting for somebody to die.
Right.
Waiting for a car crash.
Exactly.
And that's slim to none.
God only knows.
In my research, I found that only 1/3 of black people are organ donors compared
yeah.
to their red counterparts. And mainly it's because of all the different times that we were human test subjects over the years with the Henrietta Lacks, the father of gynecology, the Tuskegee experiments. Black people ain't – listen, sometimes black people go into a hospital and they know they might not come out. Mm-hmm. It was one in Los Angeles. I think it was like MLK Hospital or something. Black people say, we ain't going up in there.
Killer King.
Was that the one?
Called MLK.
Yeah.
Killer King.
You go in the hospital. Bro, you rolling the dice.
Hey,
yeah.
bro, I don't care
the
who you are.
The morgue too, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I've only gone under the knife one time. And the first thing I did when I went under the knife, it was running for 30 minutes. I said, what time is it?
Right.
How long is the procedure? 30 mm-hmm. minutes? All right. Oof. Well, as soon as I got up, I said, hey, what time is it?
Right.
Like, I mean, I was.
You was on point.
I said, okay, all right, I'm good, let's go.
And not to mention what the doctors, I've seen some videos of what the doctors do to you while they got you under
yeah.
to people.
We're not going there.
Hey, I do want to say okay. this. I do want to say this. We're not trying to have this radio show be a scare tactic not to go to the doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Soraka says under the physician, right? And mm-hmm. so we got to
get that right quick.
Yeah. yeah. We got to make sure that we under the physician because
yeah.
there is a need for the physician, right? There's a need for the physician there. Sometimes we have to go to the doctor and get some help, but we have to make sure we do our due diligence
right.
when we finding a doctor and know what they're about in the hospital
yeah.
as well. We got to know that for sure.
And get Eric a pop girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, mine's just broke. No, mine's just
read.
No.
Mine's just broke.
The book of Sirach, chapter 38 and verse 38. Honor a physician with the honor due unto him.
Mm-hmm.
For the use which ye may have of him, for the Lord hath created him.
Wait, what verse was that?
That's
what verse was that?
He was reading verse 1.
Claude have mercy.
Oh, okay.
Read it again.
Yeah, no,
read
the
it
book
again.
Of Sirach.
Where, where he
it's
at?
Book, man. It's the book of Sirach, chapter 38 and verse 1.
It's the Bible, Eric. It's the Bible.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Honor a physician
uh-huh.
with the honor due unto him
uh-huh.
for the uses which ye may have of him. For the Lord hath created him.
So, right. So, the uses that you may have of him. So, there's a time where a doctor comes in need, but make sure you do a due diligence, right? Because we're just trying to throw this out here to have a precaution what's going on behind the scenes, what Esau does. So, we have to make sure we're alert on a lot of things, all right?
Yes.
Yes. We got some people out there. We've never gone to the doctor, but they're going to DR. They'll get a BBL.
Clawhammer.
Trusting somebody with a knife because guess they want that, but don't.
Somebody lifted their kidney while they was out there. Damn.
Go.
Hell
damn.
No.
Mashed up.
Oh, snap.
Man, hey, take care of yourself, man. I mean, you got to understand that guess what? The Most High gave us this temple, so you know what I mean? And you using it out there for prostitution? Because
right.
that's what you're doing.
Nah, straight
when
up.
When you get BBLs, when you get breast implants,
mm-hmm.
you're using those things to be a prostitute.
To be a hoe. To just
what
pray
else
to
you,
be
what
a hoe.
You need a
stop it.
Yeah,
get
you,
some help.
You ain't literally going out on the street probably, but you out there.
But you outside.
What do you say? Doing something strange for
a piece of
change.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you need it for? What do you need a bigger butt?
Yeah.
Bigger
absolutely.
For? I mean, if it's not for.
Get right with the commandments and get yourself a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna do it right. Do it right. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day,
do some squats.
Yeah,
that part.
Cardio.
So,
you
now,
said do it right. So
yeah,
I said
just,
do some squats.
Hey, you just get what you have because then they're trying to show it
some
off.
Some lunges.
They're gonna try to show it off. That's the problem with
what's
it.
Some bridges. They cut
the whole
little bridge.
What's
the name of the exercise?
It's
hip thrust. You have to do that.
No,
you didn't have to Google it, bro.
Damn. hey. But the whole reason they're doing that is to show it off.
Lunges.
So
the lunges.
Stop.
Right, lunges,
right.
All that.
So stop.
Right, it's for show. That's
yeah,
all it's
hey,
for.
And to back up what Officer Zara said, too, this isn't a scare tactic against going to the doctor. Let me get Proverbs 16 and 7 real quick.
That scripture.
Now, that's in the regular Bible.
Hey,
not
bro.
In the Apocrypha.
Shut really?
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you sure? Hey, two is better than one. Yeah. Better than one.
Yeah.
Come on.
What you want, a 16 or what?
Seven.
It's the book of Proverbs, chapter 16 and verse 7.
Freedom!
When a man's ways please the Lord,
when you keep in the commandments,
he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Watch this, because go to chapter 21, verse 1. Even your enemies will be at peace with you when you are keeping the commandments. Watch this. Come on.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The king's heart.
The physician's heart.
Is in the hand of the Lord.
The Most High is controlling his mind and his hands while you on that operating table. Not for that BBL, sisters. But if you got a legitimate health condition, go read.
As the rivers of water.
Uh-huh.
He turneth it whithersoever he will.
So when you have faith in the Most High, guess what? You're going to have honor in the physician because you're keeping the commandments. And that's all we're saying.
Right. All praises to the Most High. All right, Israel, thank you for tuning in to the Power Hour. Make sure you tune in this Wednesday for the Power Hour Plus with Deacon Yahshua, all right?
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe to all our social channels also as well, all right? See y'all soon. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Happy Saturday.
Shalom.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot